Hey everybody, welcome inside the Rams studio connected by AT&T for another edition of Live Rams Mailbag. I'm Miles Simmons. I'm joined by my partner, DeMarco Farr. We've got our producer, Matt, on the microphone back there as well. He will be announcing our questions. But before we get there, we obviously need your questions. We need your help and to participate in the show. So be sure to put your questions in there on Facebook in the comments, or also you can tweet them to us at RamsNFL or at Miles A. Simmons on Twitter. All right, DeMarco.
You nailed the open. I'm happy.
I nailed the open a little bit. And
yeah.
Now I'm looking at this where it says Omar, and that's why I almost called you Omar for a second.
What's up, big O? Okay.
The first question is going to come from Omar, and it is, who is your midseason MVP for the Rams and why?
I thought you were going to say you should have started Kershaw. Never mind. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Midseason MVP for the Rams. Can you really not say Todd Gurley?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Todd Gurley's a different back. He's meant everything to this offense. He's meant everything to Jared Goff. I would say Todd Gurley is your midseason MVP at this point.
I would agree with you. Right now, Todd Gurley has 920 yards from scrimmage, leading the league with 8 touchdowns. And I think that speaks to his production, but also the scheme. Sean McVay, mm-hmm. I think, has done a really nice job of making sure Todd Gurley can be a part of this offense and a focal point of the offense.
Shout out to Andrew Whitworth as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, being a top flight left tackle. I mean, it doesn't go without him.
It absolutely doesn't. All right, so Matt. Do you have a question for us back there?
First one's going to come from Juan. Will the Rams perform better after having a bye week?
We'll find out. As far as the injury report goes, I mean, they've been pretty healthy, one of the healthier teams in the league. But, I mean, everybody's going to get worn down after, you know, 7 weeks of hard football.
So, for sure.
Yeah, bye week always benefits football teams. So it just depends on how you come off that bye week. Did you get rest? Did you stay focused during that bye week? And just keep in mind what you have to do for the next 9 weeks. So we'll see. But, yeah, bye weeks are always good.
A bye week is good, and I think it came at a good time for the Rams, definitely coming off of that trip to London where you were able to beat a team 33-0 on the 10th day, basically, of not sleeping in your own bed. I think that speaks to a lot of what this coaching staff has been able to do to implement the right kind of attitude on this team.
Right.
So, you know, talking to a couple guys in the locker room on Wednesday, they were saying that they felt like Wednesday's practice may have been the best one of the year. And you don't kind of expect that coming off of the bye week. You know, they did have a practice on Monday, but still, being able to have that sharp, I guess.
Yeah, that's a great sign.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, bye week for Todd Gurley, beneficial.
Yes.
A bye week for Mark Barron, beneficial.
Definitely.
LaMarcus Joyner, another week to rest that ham and get ready to play for the next 9 straight weeks and possibly beyond. Couldn't come at a better time.
Absolutely. Matt, we'll go back to you.
Ruben would like just some injury updates, and I saw several people commenting about John Sullivan, wanting to know the status on him.
Miles is still injured. Anyway, go ahead.
Now, John Sullivan actually should be good to go for this week. He had his usual rest day on Wednesday, which is a good sign. It means that he's not, you know, anywhere else that he needs to be with that. So Sean McVay said that they're expecting him to play on Sunday. And really, right now, actually, the Rams are remarkably healthy.
Yeah,
you have all your starters right now are projected to play. The only one that's still really on that injury report, well, two guys. One is wide receiver Josh Reynolds.
Josh Reynolds.
He suffered a concussion there against Arizona. Still limited Wednesday. We'll see how his participation is on Thursday here today. But then also Cody Davis. Is still
need
a little
him
bit
back.
Injured.
Yeah. That's your versatility on defense.
He has been a significant part of the defense, too.
Yeah, he kind of, I wouldn't say controls, but he helps LaMarcus Joyner kind of move around on defense. If you want to put him in the slot, you can put Cody back at free safety. So when he's not out there, you're kind of hamstring there. But I thought they've done a great job in the back end with their numbers and depth.
Definitely. And one thing about John Sullivan, too.
Mr. Unsung.
Noticed,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. He's been unsung because all we do is talk about Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah.
Right. But even when Sullivan has had to come out, one thing that I know has benefited this team is that Sullivan is usually having his veteran rest day on Wednesday. That allows Austin Blythe to get in there and run some of the plays that are going to come up in the game plan. And so you're getting him that experience, that know-how, and that helps you on Sunday if it so happens that John Sullivan has to come out. He is supposed to be healthy.
This is no knock on John Sullivan. It's actually a compliment to Austin Blythe. I had to go back and really watch to see when he got injured because the offense did not change when you had a center change. And you can't say that about a lot of football teams.
That's exactly right. All right, next question, Matt.
From Phil, do you think Watkins will have a big game with Janoris Jenkins suspended?
I'll keep saying yes. I've been saying yes to this every single week. At some point, Sammy Watkins is going to just go off. Yeah, it'll happen.
It will happen.
Yeah, and look, even if Janoris Jenkins was on the field, it still could happen with Sammy Watkins. He's just that good.
He is that good. He's one of the elite talents, I think, at wide receiver in this league. There was a reason he was drafted number 4 overall.
You forget he was drafted ahead of Beckham Jr.
He was.
People forget that a lot. This guy is a supreme talent.
He is, and it's a really, really good draft class. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you just look at it, from Beckham Jr. to Aaron Donald and all that. But I think you do have to recognize that the Giants still have a lot of good players on that defense. Eli Apple is a good cornerback. Mm-hmm. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, another one. Landon Collins, we saw him last year take a pick six back against the Rams. So there are some good pieces in that secondary.
Well, if you watch film and you're getting ready to play Sammy Watkins, remember, this guy just went back past Patrick Peterson. The ball just didn't get there. But, I mean, he has torched and beaten every single corner that's been on him. Now, he doesn't have the production to back it up, but that's coming soon.
It is coming soon, and I think part of it is just Jared and Sammy Watkins mm-hmm. getting on that same page. So hopefully they've been able to do that. Matt.
We're going to follow up the Sammy Watkins train with a question from Jonathan, talking about will Coach McVay open up the playbook more in this after the bye week?
Well, this is something that we were actually just kind of talking about when recording Between the Horns. There's mm-hmm. probably stuff in that playbook that we have not seen yet from McVay.
Well, I mean, that's part of offensive game planning is, you know, when you want to show stuff and when you want to change and be different. Because, look, I mean, at some point they're going to have all your plays and they're going to have a system or a plan in place to take everything you want to do away from you. So mm-hmm. if you can take games from teams without actually having to go to the bottom of your playbook, it's only going to make you better. But when you start playing some of these teams down the road that are playoff caliber football teams, you're going to need everything you have to beat them. So guys like Gerald Everett are going to play a big role down the stretch. We talked about Dunbar coming back. I assume when he's healthy, he's going to play a hefty role in winning football games. And the use of Todd Gurley, I think, will change just slightly down the road. And that all comes with the emergence of guys like Sammy Watkins into the offense.
Well, the other thing that you have to think about, and you just brought this up, the caliber of opponent that the Rams are going to play is only going to go up. I mean, you face the Giants this week, and yes, they do have a 1-6 record, but then you're coming back to face the Houston Texans that just went toe-to-toe with the Seattle Seahawks up at CenturyLink Field. Everybody knows how tough that can be. And then you go to Minnesota, you come back and you face the New Orleans Saints. All of those teams have really good records right now.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be tough for this Rams team.
Either really good defenses or really good offenses that can keep up scoring.
Absolutely. All right, Matt, we'll go back to you.
From Rich, why are the Rams so good on the road?
Boy, you know, if you knew, you might bottle it up and sell it, right?
Well, I have an opinion.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear
it. Okay. On the road, I think it's easier to get to football activities because you're on a bus. You bus from the hotel right to the stadium, you get off and you play. Well, think about coming to a home game. It's a little bit different.
I am thinking about it, and I know how difficult it can be.
It's a little trickier.
In Los Angeles.
On the road, when I was a rookie here, it was a lot easier to focus on football away from home.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that possibly could play into it.
Well, do you think that came into things when you were in Jacksonville, right? I mean, this team was in Jacksonville, and basically, you know, you're at a really nice resort. It's right on the mm-hmm. beach, but you know that you're there specifically for football, and it's almost like another training camp situation.
You're away from distractions completely, and even stuff that you can't get away from, like having to drive to the stadium, having to park, having to walk to where you need to get to. When you're on the road, everything's taken care of for you.
Right. And the Rams right now are 4-0 in games away from the Coliseum, which is a little bit surprising. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're 1-2 in the Coliseum, which
you should have had Seattle.
You should have. But you faced some good teams here. And, you know, I think Washington, their record now is not at where they would probably want it to be.
Did you say 1-2 or 1-1?
1-2 in the Coliseum.
Oh, anyway, go ahead.
What?
Nothing. Move on.
Am I forgetting a game?
You're right.
I know I'm right. I don't know what you're doing right now as you try to sort of throw me off.
One and two means you played how many games?
Three.
That's right. Go ahead.
What did I said 1-2.
We're live. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, Matt, please give us the next question.
Michael would like to know, will the Bills break the playoff streak and who will win tonight?
The Bills?
The Bills.
Why are we asking about
We're
the
not
Bills?
Answering Bill's
Rams
questions.
Rams mailbag with questions.
We're not answering
about
Bill's
the Bills.
Questions on
I
Rams
don't,
mailbag.
I don't know. Here's what I do know.
Yeah.
Flea resembles Sean McDermott.
You know we're live.
I know we're live.
Okay.
And you guys can look this up.
They have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the best bassist of pretty much all time. Yeah, I said it. I don't know. I might regret that one later.
I'm waiting for the next question.
Matt, please.
Next question. Lots of questions about receivers this week, but I'm going to pull this one from Worldwide Rams.
All right.
Who's going to have the most receptions or yardage against the Giants this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Robert Woods, by default.
Yeah. I mean, he's the one who does have the most receptions and the most
yards.
You
said receiver, right?
Yes, a lot of people with the Woods, Watkins, Cup.
Yeah,
questions.
Okay. Receiver, I'll go Woods. Player, it might be Gurley.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
That it might be Gurley as opposed to one of those guys. It could be, I've been saying, you talk about Watkins, I've been saying this, mm-hmm. Gerald Everett has got to have a game where he goes off at some point.
It could be this one.
It could be this one coming off the bye week, you know. You've been able to integrate him into the offense a little bit more. He was hurt earlier at the beginning of the season, probably now all good. Who knows?
I stole this from JB Long, so shout out to JB, our play-by-play man. A tight end has scored against the Giants in every single game this year.
Really?
Yeah, so it would not shock me if Higbee or Gerald Everett wound up in the end zone or had big days.
So Higbee has not scored a touchdown yet, but we did see that from Gerald Everett on that sort of tight end inside pitch, which was a cool play, so that I liked. So, Matt, next question.
From Christopher, should the Rams have pursued anyone at the trade deadline?
Where?
Right.
What do you need?
Yeah.
Were you in the Garoppolo deal? Did you want that?
No.
I think you're fine there.
Right.
Where could you find an upgrade?
Right.
And really, I mean, would you want and need an upgrade on this football team right now?
I think part of it is that you have young guys that are coming into their own. You have some veterans that are doing good jobs on their own, too. So Dwayne Brown is another guy that was traded, right? At left tackle, you already upgraded in free agency, and Andrew Whitworth is playing as one of the best left tackles in the league right now. So I think it's a good question. One thing that I think should be brought up is that you're probably going to get Lance Dunbar back, if not this week, then sometime over the next couple of weeks. And in effect, that's kind of like having a trade. You know, you're able to add somebody who is coming back from injury, coming off that PUP list. So that's sort of a trade because it adds somebody.
And don't get us wrong. You always want a Kelvin Benjamin on your football team.
Sure.
I just don't think you have a need for that right now.
I agree.
I would always want a Marcel Darius on my football team, regardless of who I have. But I think your cupboard's not bare there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the cupboard is bare and you're in a situation where you really, really need something right now. Matt, we'll go to you.
That's it. We're done. You guys did it.
Well,
you should have told me last question before. That's all right.
One and three.
One and two
at home.
1-2 at home.
Okay, who are the losses?
The losses are Seattle and Washington.
Okay.
And the one is the Colts.
Okay, good.
What? I don't understand what you think I said
before.
All right. Well,
confirming validity.
Okay.
Live.
Yes. Confirming validity live. Everybody, thank you so much for watching this edition of Rams Mailbag. For producer Matt, for DeMarco Farah, Miles Simmons. We'll see you next week.
Channel Islands.